Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, everybody. Welcome to my horrible, terrible, no good, very bad week. I know I preach positivity and light, and I try to do that most of the time, but this week for me every year is so hard and so sucky, and it is the week that Clint passed away, which is September 28th, and then the next day is his brother's birthday, which is like my kid's second dad, and he lives out of state, and then the next day, the 30th, is Clint's birthday, and then the next day is my best friend's birthday. And September overall is just hard because Gunner and Niska, two of my three kids, their birthdays are in September too, at the beginning of the month. Luckily, they weren't the same week, or help me Jesus. But I see as I get older and get farther from Clint's passing, my kids go through different grief as well. Particularly on birthdays, I see it be tender for them that it's another year that they're not with their dad. And so those times and milestones and holidays are tender for us. So September, Green Day, Gunner is one of his favorite bands, but they have a song, When September Ends, because the singer of Green Day, his dad passed in September, and you just want it to get over as fast as you can. And that being no exception for us, especially this past week. I usually get anxiety leading up to the dates themselves. So this week I'm just going to talk about grief, expectations, what happens to me, what works best for me, what doesn't. And for those of you who are experiencing grief or are just starting this journey, be easy on yourself. This is a never-ending roller coaster that you cannot get off. And sometimes it's smooth, and sometimes you're tick, 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 ticking up to where you're just going to plummet and be sad and just feel those highs and lows. And that's okay. And normally throughout the year, I try not to think about Clint's death day. For me, that was traumatic and horrific and gut-wrenching. And so the rest of the year, I like to focus on his life and what a beautiful life he had. And I posted on my social media this week. If you're on Instagram, you can follow me at Camille Bauer. But this week would have been his 40th birthday. And I put, cancer didn't win, we win. We win every day. We remember you and your strength. We win every time we want to give up, but we keep going. We win when we think of you as your determination and grit propel us to not settle for mediocrity. We beat cancer every day by choosing to live our lives with hope and light, just like you did. You are in our hearts, and your legacy and example will never be forgotten. And those words ring so true to me throughout the entire year, but leading up to his death day was filled with anxiety and stress, and it's just in the back of my mind, and I know that I have to face it. So let's say Sunday, the day before, my cute boyfriend and his daughters and sometime his son, they come over for dinner, Sunday night dinner. So I was upstairs doing something, and Todd came in my bedroom and looked at me and was just like, how are you doing? You know, and I'm just like, oh, I'm good. You know, I'm okay. You know, and he just looked at me and he can see right through it all, you know, and he's like, hey, no, how are you doing? And I just looked at him and I just burst out into tears, you know, and I'm just like, oh, it's so hard. Leading up to this day, it just has so much anxiety. And I mean, this has been 5 years. You would think, oh my gosh, it's been 5 years, get over it, you know, but you never get over it. You never get over it because you love them so much, nor would you want to get over it. I treasure in my heart that love that I have for Clint and my children, and each year has its new and different challenges for the different ages and stages that my kids are. So it was such a refreshing place to be in a relationship where I could be vulnerable and talk about it and not feel like I was going to offend Todd or hurt his feelings. And it was great to feel safe and comforted. But I seriously, the day before, I was bawling. And then the day of, I get my kids all to school. I don't really focus on his death day. Some people are like, yay, it's their graduation day. Da 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 da. And I'm just like, I want to punch those people in the face. Like, that is not how I feel at all. Go ahead and rock on with your bad self if that's what you want to do. I hate it. Like, I don't want to focus on the day that he left. Like, I don't want to do that. And celebrate it. I don't. And maybe because his birthday's 2 days later, that it makes it easy for me to push that out and say, hey, we're going to celebrate his life in a couple days, but not focus on his death. So I get my kids to school on his death day, Monday. I crawl into my bed and I just cry. I have this blanket that my sweet friend Jerusha and her mom made that has Clint's clothes sewed with all these different shirts, and I just pull that blanket over my head and I just get in the mud puddle of grief and I just splash around in it and I'm okay with it. I live there and I have a playlist that Clint has and that's special to Clint and I, and I'll sometimes play that. I usually don't want to go there. The flood gates I can feel breaking, you know, if any of those songs come on and they're triggers. But those days, that day in particular, his death day, I just kind of roll with it. I was raised in a house where you get up and you get ready every day. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, but she got up and put her makeup on every day. We couldn't even open presents on Christmas until my mom had her makeup on. It is ingrained to who I am. You get up, you get ready. Well, I don't get ready on that day, the Clint's death day. I just am a hobo all day long. I think I did go do a workout because that Clint propels me to take care of my body and be grateful that I have a body that can work out. But literally right after the shower, I went right back to my bed. I got a call from a dear friend of mine right at the time, like I was just going to slip into despair. And as I look back, I know that that was Clint, you know, and it was an exciting call about my career and about my future and about goals. And it was Clint's way, I know, of going, hey, babe, I know you're sad, but it's okay. It's going to get better. And look forward to the future. You know, it was, I know without a doubt that it was him. And then I get a knock on my door. And I go answer it, and there's flowers on my front porch, and it's from somebody that never knew Clint, never knew anything about him. But I open the card, and I look at these flowers, and they're orange. The flowers are orange, and those are so symbolic to me because orange is Clint's favorite color. And they were sweet and simple and perfect, exactly like Clint is, you know? And when I got those flowers, I just read the note and I just started to cry because there's no way this person knew the symbolism and the significance of the color. And, you know, to me was another witness and a testament that Clint's in the details and he knows and God's in the details of my life. And it was heartwarming and touching. And then the next day, Tyson's birthday, if any of you are lucky enough to know the Bauer family, they're just unreal, like any other people that I, they're so kind and incredible. Well, Tyson is like my kid's second dad, him and his husband, Posh, and they're amazing, and but they're far away, and so it's hard because on his birthday, you want to be able to see him. Sorry, I'm like... got snot going all over my face. But anyway, that day was hard. Niska and I got out of the house. We went to see my sweet best friend, Jenny, and her daughter, who's three. And Jenny, she's so funny. She always makes me laugh. And Niska and Phoebe, they just get along like crazy. I mean, they're 3 and 1 17, but it's crazy. They like adore each other. So Jenny gets this crazy idea, like, hey, let's go in this canoe at a lake by our house. And I'm like, what? You know, it was a sporadic, hey, let's hurry and meet. You know, I was driving around with Niske, and so we ended up meeting her. And then she has this idea, and we're right there by the lake. Literally, it's right across the street where you rent the canoes. So we walked across, and Niska wasn't too thrilled. And I mean, I'm in like these cheetah print Levi's and a Levi jacket and, you know, my Freebird boots and just like totally not in canoe stuff. So I ended up leaving my purse and my shoes, and we all four get in this canoe. And as they push us off, the boy said, oh, be careful, these tip easy. And we're just like, what the crap? That Niska said, that'd have been nice to know before we got in, right? And it was pretty squirrely. And we get going down about 30 minutes. You know, we get in our groove, we get going down. Well, something happened. I don't know exactly what, but you think about it when you're driving and you go around a turn, like your body leans a certain way. Well, when you're in a canoe and you lean that way, all the weight of our butts went to one side. Boom, we flipped, completely submerged in this water that you're not allowed to swim in, by the way. It is disgusting. There's ducks. It's infested with germs. Like, I'm a germaphobe, and that is like, ugh. So here we are, submerged head to toe. I mean, plus me and Jenny had fresh blowouts on your hair, right? You're just like submerged in the water. We're trying to get Phoebe, her 3-year-old, to not have a total meltdown. And I just start laughing. My cell phone fell out of my hands, out of my bra, into the lake. Jenny's cell phone's gone into the lake. And we just sat there and laughed. And Niska's like, what are you laughing for? That's your cell phone. And I'm just like, I don't care. It's not, I mean, when you lose somebody and you go through something like this, you just have perspective, right? Like, those things don't matter. We were all okay. And I seriously probably peed my pants. So it was a good thing that I was completely soaked from head to toe, because I was laughing so hard. We had to get the boat to the edge of the shore, lift it up, let all the water drain out of it, and try to get everybody convinced to get back in the boat and go another 30 minutes back to where we have to turn the boat in. But we did it. And then I got to spend the whole night on the phone, right, for hours with Apple. And the next day was Clint's birthday. And so I don't know what you guys do. For those of you who've lost people on birthdays, I just kind of take it year by year. I check in with my kids saying, hey, you know, how do you feel? What's your day like? Your dad would want you to do whatever's best for you. No strings attached. I try not to have too much tradition, just in case with their ages, it can ebb and flow with them. And it ended up that Niska had a field trip to Hill Center Theater, and Gunner had a couple tests. So I couldn't talk Wyatt into going to school, but I knew I was going to have to go to the Apple store that I made an appointment for to get my new phone. And it was probably going to take a while. And it was downtown. Wyatt gets car sick. So I'm trying to talk him out of it. He doesn't take the bait. I mean, he's like, no, Mom, I'll go and do whatever with you. I'll be there for you. And I'm just like, okay, bud. We get going down the road. I'm running late. Not my typical, actually, that is so typical for me. I usually run like 10, 15 minutes late. So I'm running late. Betty, my car, my Honda CRV named Betty, she can pick up and go, okay? So we get going, and Wyatt's like, Mom, I don't feel good. So I hand him a puke bag because he's car sick all the time. So I order him on Amazon in bulk, and traveling down the road, and I'm rolling the windows down to give him air. And then all of a sudden I hear, I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mom. You know, and I look back, and he'd missed the puke bag, and it just went all over. Like, there's not very many things that I hate, but throw up is one of them. I hate it. Like, Clint always cleaned it up for us with the kids. Like, so my boyfriend's office, I take a circuitous route, stop over there. He's there. He helps me. We decontaminate and detail my car Wyatt, sweet little Wyatt, because he has a t-shirt printing company, he gets him a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. We get to Apple. Long story short, I have to not only go to Apple, I have to go to AT&T. There's all these different steps. Wyatt ends up throwing up again on the way home because he felt good and wanted to eat and then got sick again. Well, Clint's birthday evening, our tradition is we go to Asian Star. It's one of Clint's favorite restaurants. So we met his sweet family there and it was great. And then Gunner and Wyatt usually want to go to Clint's grave. Niska always doesn't, I shouldn't say always, but usually never opts in for that. And everybody grieves differently. I'm not putting pressure or saying Gunner or Wyatt are doing it better than Niska. Just be patient and understanding of everybody in their own space when they grieve. So we end up, because we are driving all around the town, there's no way I want to take them all the way back, then go clear to Valley View Memorial, which is, 25 minutes from our house, just to drop Wyatt and Niska off. So Wyatt and Niska support Gunner, and we end up going to Clint's grave in the evening to stop by and say hi. Gunner said, shed some tears. And it was hard. Niska's like, he's not even here, so it doesn't matter. And I'm like, well, this is a sign of respect, and his body is here, so this is a sacred place, and we're going to support Gunner this year in his choice. And Gunner, it hits him really hard, too, this week. And Wyatt said he didn't want to go to school as well on Clint's birthday because he didn't want to think about his dad and cry. And rewind to the canoe day, that evening after I got off the phone, after my an hour and a half call to Apple, you know, I could tell something was wrong with Gunner, and I see him trying to take over the dad role in the house and getting after Wyatt and being mean, and I can tell he doesn't like that, and that's not his typical kind nature. So I went up to him and held him, and I just like, hey, you know, looked at his sweet face and pulled it back with my hands and was like, what's going on, you know? And he's just like burst into tears, and he's 14, and he's just like, this week is hard, Mom. And I just held him, and he cried, and I'm like, you know what? That's okay, bud. Let it out. Like, this week is sucky. This is the hardest week of the whole year. Like, I get it. And he is so sweet and cute. He's turning into a man. So I laid on his bed and just tried to, like, cradle him. I'm like, Gunner, you're such a huge man, boy. Look at your legs. You're getting hairy. Like, he's so sweet. But he just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed, and I just held him, and it's hard. Grief is hard. It's messy. I know so many people can judge from the outside when they haven't gone through it. But when you go through it, it is unlike anything I have ever experienced or would even consider or put limitations or expectations on somebody. It's not. There is such a unexpected element that you just go with the flow. You can't plan it. And I mean, it's been 5 years for us, and it hurts. It's hard, and I'm sure it still will be. I mean, I have my kids that'll be graduating and Gunner driving. I could see grief, you know, in so many different ways as my kids go throughout their lives. And I love David Kessler. He's a grief.com is his website, and I've done a seminar of his, and he's just like, how long do you grieve for? Well, how long are they dead? Like, yeah, like, you'll grieve every day that you're not with them. I mean, a day doesn't go by that I don't think about Clint. That doesn't mean I can't move forward and have a healthy relationship with somebody else, but that doesn't mean that I don't love him and honor him and still miss him and his presence and his smell and his kind nature and my children. It's hard being a parent of someone, of some children that have lost a parent, because it's messy. Everybody is in their own element with grief, and just be patient with people. If I could leave anything with you guys today, if you are in grief, please be gentle on yourself. Don't put expectations on yourself. And if you are not and lucky for you, God bless you that you haven't lost somebody super close to you yet, please don't judge those who are trying to navigate their way through grief. It's messy. It's hard. It is unimaginably difficult. And just be there to share space with them. to let them know you're thinking of them. I've had several family members throw me a text, and that means a lot to me that they know that this is a difficult week for us. This is a hard week. You know, Clint would have been 40 this week. You know, it's hard. It's hard to grow older and not have him to grow older with, you know? So anyway, this week is a bad week, and it's okay. And I am normally someone who like preaches happiness and hope, and I still have that, but I have bad weeks, and this is my worst week of the year. So as I was contemplating like what to share with you guys, and self-care, you know, I'm going to talk about that next week, and it was actually on my slate to talk about this week, and I'm like, no, I'm going to scratch that. I'm going to be real, as I always try to be with you guys. This week just sucks. This week's shitty. And sometimes there's nothing you can do but endure it and look forward to better days ahead. So hopefully this helps any of you that are experiencing grief. But my heart's with you. My thoughts are with you. And let's be and remember, no matter what, sometimes you don't want to put on your big girl pants. And that's okay, too. If you need to leave those off, put on your comfy sweatpants, and climb into your bed, because that's what I did this week. Have a good week. Hope yours is better than mine.